What's up, Dream Warriors? Welcome back to another episode of a podcast on Elm Street. We are your hosts, Mark.
And Brooke.
And this week we're coming at you with our second last pick of our Australian movies for the year.
Crazy.
Crazy, we've already gone through this many.
Yeah.
This was your pick,
Yep.
and you picked The Loved Ones, which I was very happy that you chose.
Okay.
Because
Okay.
I really wanted to do this movie.
Nice.
What made you pick this one, though?
Honestly, I'd never heard of this movie before.
Okay.
I was just kind of scrolling through like Australian horror movies, and like there's a couple like obvious ones that I could have picked. I know we're saving one specific one for the last episode. And saw this one, had pretty good ratings, and the cover looked pretty cool, and didn't know really much about it except for the description. So kind of went in it semi-blind. So
Perfect.
yeah.
Yeah, I told you. Whenever you picked it, I almost picked this over Wormwood. So I'm just, yeah, I'm happy that we ended up doing it. So, but before we dive into this movie, we'll kick off our news and booze. So, what are you drinking tonight?
I am drinking a, like I've had this one before, actually. It's a Side Launch Brewing Company Northbound Lager.
I like the can.
Yeah.
Very minimalistic, but it
Yeah, exactly.
looks good. It's eye-catching. It's good.
Yep.
There
Just like the can says, refreshing, clean, easy drinking.
you go. Nice. I'm back on a Michelob Ultra train, so drinking that.
Nice.
All right. What have you watched since we last spoke?
Not too much. Obviously, well, our Nosferatu 4Ks came in.
Yo.
So watch that, and I loved it, man. I think I gave it 4.5 on Letterboxd. Second favorite movie of the year behind Dune Part Two.
Okay.
I just thought I was blown away. Like Skarsgård is like literally, you wouldn't know he was in it if you didn't see his name on the credits. Him and Johnny Depp's daughter or whatever,
Lily Rose step.
Lily Rose, yeah, just fantastic. And all the other acting, it was amazing. Definitely a lot more violent. Well, it's not overly violent, just like one or two scenes that kind of come out of nowhere that I didn't expect that were pretty violent. And it was actually like some scenes were pretty scary. Like there was one scene at the beginning that scared my little boy, Theo. It scared me as well. I didn't expect it. It just fucking
Yeah.
popped out of nowhere. But yeah, I really, really liked it.
Nice.
Then I watched a movie called Nickel Boys that came out last year that was nominated for Best Picture, a couple other things. Really enjoyed it too, kind of a very different way that it's filmed. Yeah, it's pretty good. And then watched Furiosa again,
Right.
and still just so good.
Did your rating or thoughts on it increase on this watch?
As I was watching it, I was like, I couldn't remember what I rated it the first time I watched it, because I don't know. I feel like the first time I watched it, like I was kind of disappointed by it, but also like not. So when I went to rate it, I had an idea in my mind, and then it was the same rating that I gave it before,
Okay.
which I think it was like a four, 4.5, I think 4.5 maybe.
Yeah. I think we both rated it fairly high, like in comparison to what people were
Yeah.
saying about it.
Yeah. So yeah, it's amazing. It really is a travesty that I didn't get one Oscar nomination. Like, it's crazy. But yeah, that's it.
That's it. All right.
What would you?
I watched Nosferatu as well. Also gave it 4.5 stars.
Nice.
I had high expectations for it, and I think it, I don't want to say it exceeded my expectations, but it definitely it hit them.
Yeah.
It was a fucking phenomenal movie, and it's beautiful. So gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Randomly watched Anchorman.
Nice.
I think you've inspired me to just go back and watch like some of those old comedies that we grew up loving.
Yeah.
So yeah, toss that on. Fucking love that movie. Then I watched The Last Stop in Yuma County. It was kind of on my radar a little bit, and then I saw it on Prime and it said it was leaving Prime in 3 days, so
Okay.
I decided to watch it, and it was pretty good.
Nice.
Had a nice little twist in it. We were at my parents on the 9th, whatever it is, Sunday for my birthday. And I got there and they were watching the news. I was like, I'm not fucking watching the news. So I was scrolling through and Grown Ups 2 was on. So I tossed that on. And
Yeah.
then after that, Scream 2 was on. So I was like, fuck, there we go.
That's a random lineup.
Not on the same channel,
Oh,
but
okay.
like
I
I
was
was
gonna
scrolling.
say,
Yeah, but like it started like immediately after Grown Ups 2, just on a different channel. I was like, fucking right. That
nice.
worked out perfectly.
Yeah,
So yeah, I watched those and that's it.
nice.
We have about 20 minutes left of the Gabby Petito documentary.
Okay, yeah.
I feel like it didn't really add anything extra to what we already knew.
Yeah, that's
But
fair.
man, his parents were fucking pieces of shit.
Yeah.
Fuck. Anyways, yeah, that's all I watched. Haven't really done much else.
Nice.
All right. As for our news, I'm scrolling through. I've seen some stuff. Sony is releasing the Zach Cregger Resident Evil movie in September 2026.
Nice.
He directed Barbarian, for those who don't know. Screamboat is going to be in theaters on April 2nd, 2025, which is the Mickey Mouse horror movie directed by Block. Not directed, sorry, it's starring David Howard Thornton. Sorry.
Right.
What else we got? Oh, House of the Dead. Paul W.S. Anderson is creating that movie, which could be cool.
Interesting. Hopefully it's better than the original one.
And this is kind of cool. Doug Bradley and Michael Berryman are doing a serialized podcast. So it's based on, it's called The Temple of the Killer Tiger Monkeys. Killer Tiger Monkeys, yeah. And they're starring as characters, and it's based on the 2019 novel by John Mitchell, who wrote and directed the podcast. So it's a genre-bending audio drama combining horror, kung fu, action, comedy, urban fantasy, and sorcery. Sounds kind of cool. And what was this? Stephen King's Cujo is getting a new film adaptation from Netflix.
Okay.
Interesting. See how that goes.
Yeah.
Netflix is hit or miss with their movies, so especially their horror movies. But yeah, that's all I got.
Nice.
What do we have for 4Ks?
See. Take a gander. So we got I was trying to figure out what the name of that movie was. Is it Hold Your Breath or Daylight? But is indeed Daylight.
Oh, is
Sylvester
that?
Stallone.
Yeah, man, that movie's fucking sick.
Is it?
I loved that movie. It's
Never
probably
heard it.
trash, but I loved it whenever it came
Okay.
out.
Weird Science.
Nice.
Trick or Treat. Not the one that we know. Oh, and Thief on Criterion Collection.
Nice.
That's it.
Wow.
Very
That
short
worked.
week compared to
Or
last
open.
week.
Yeah, really. Cool. All right. Well, with that being said, then let's kick off this movie discussion. Where are my notes? They're there. All right, like we said in the intro this week, we're talking about The Loved Ones from 2009, starting off this with the synopsis. When Brent turns down his classmate Lola's invitation to the prom, she concocts a wildly violent plan for revenge. Kind of like a reverse Carrie. This was directed by Sean Byrne, who did one of your favorite movies, The Devil's Candy. Yeah. And he has an upcoming movie called Dangerous Animals, and the plot sounds fucking awesome. It's stupid, but awesome. So basically, this surfer girl, she gets kidnapped by this shark-obsessed serial killer, and she has to figure out a way to escape his boat before he sacrifices her to a school of sharks or whatever. Sounds ridiculous, but I mean, his previous two movies have been bangers, so
And I think our boy Jai Courtney may be the killer
yeah,
because he's
I
in
did
it.
see that. We'll see. This movie stars Xavier Samuel, he plays Brent. Robin McLeavy plays Lola. John Brumpton plays Daddy. And Richard Wilson plays Jamie. I didn't really recognize any of them. Xavier Samuel had some credits. I can't remember what they were. I'm just pulling them up here. He's been in some shit though. Oh yeah, he was in Blonde, Fury, Elvis, Twilight, Eclipse, and Breaking Dawn. So he's been in some decent movies. And yeah, I don't know. Did you have any?
I mean, I didn't recognize her from like the movie, but Jessica McNamee, who plays Mia, she was in The Meg, and she was also played Sonya Blade in Mortal Kombat.
Oh, really? Like the movie? Oh, shit. Okay. Was she was like the goth girl? Is that her? Yeah. That's neat. God, I can't wait for the new Mortal Kombat movie to come out. I'm
I know.
excited for it. All right, that's all I got. So if you're good, let's fucking do this.
So the movie takes place in a fairly small town. We got a son and a dad driving. It's Brent who is driving, and they're, kind of driving, having a good time, and then all of a sudden this man or boy shows up in the middle of the road. He's all bloody, and you don't really get like see him, but he looks not okay. And Brent swerves to avoid him, and they end up crashing, rolling the car. And then it cuts to 6 months later. We see Brent, he's totally different person. Has really long hair, not really washed, kind of,
You say his hair's
metalhead.
so greasy, man. Oh.
Metalhead, just, typical high school kid.
Yeah.
And we see he's with his friend Jamie, and we see Mia leave coming towards them, and she ends up going in some room, and Brent like tells Jamie like, "Hey, there's your girl." So Jamie is like, seems like he's like kind of obsessed with her. Goes and runs after, comes out and like gives a thumbs up. She said yes to go to the prom or the dance or whatever with him. And then we see Lola come out behind Brent, and she does not say anything, just goes up quietly, stands behind him, and he finally knows her. He's like kind of caught off guard, like, the hell? And Lola asks him to dance, and he says, "No, sorry, I'm like going with Holly, who's, Brent's girlfriend." And then Lola like, just kind of weird and leaves. He didn't really think anything of it, right? Like, it's a valid reason, right, why you
I
can't
mean,
go with
yeah.
her.
And he wasn't an asshole to her at all, which like
No.
that's why this movie's so fucking crazy, 'cause like He didn't laugh at her. He didn't like call her a dirtbag or a loser or anything like that. He's just like, no, sorry, like I'm going with my girlfriend. So
Exactly.
like I think he did it like fairly respectfully.
So we see that they're in the car together, him and Holly. They're about to have sex in the car, and she like lifts up his like sleeves and sees like a fucking shit ton of cuts on him. He's wearing like a necklace that has like a razor blade on it. So clearly, his dad didn't make it in the accident. So, rough time at home, and probably feels like he's at fault for it.
Yeah, and his mom doesn't really help the thoughts of guilt either.
No, exactly. Yeah, I really like him and Holly's relationship. Like, you don't really get to learn much about it, but you can tell that like they really do like each other a lot. Holly clearly loves him, and he hasn't said it to her yet because he's probably, kind of holding back feelings a bit. But clearly, they care about each other quite a bit. And I love when they start having sex, and then like the windows are all fogged up, and he like rubs the fog away. You see fucking Lola stand there like watching them, like
All
creepy.
creepy and shit.
So she drops them off. They're gonna be going to I think a party later on. They're supposed to be going to a party later on, and well, prom actually, I think, is
It's a dance,
happening.
yeah.
Yeah, the dance. So she says, "I love you." He didn't say it back to her, but she's not really like offended by it, it seemed like.
Before we move on too far, so the whole time they were in the car together, he was like teasing her. He was like, oh, someone asked me to the dance. And she kept saying, who? And he's like, I'm not going to tell you. I can't tell you, blah, blah, blah. And then whenever he gets out of the car, he ducks his head back down. He goes, it was Lola Stone. And she's like, what? And he's like, it was Lola. That's who asked me. And this information comes back into play later on towards the end of the movie. That's why I didn't want us to miss it.
Definitely a very important part. I gotta say, like, I love, I mean, you don't get much of it, but I love the soundtrack, and at least like the one sound choice that they had. Oh man.
Fucking Parkway Drive, baby. Can't
So good.
have
Oh
an
man.
Australian metalhead without playing that song.
But I absolutely love the way that this was like edited and directed, because like at this part, like it's going back between I think Brent and Holly when they're getting ready, and like Brent's like in his room just like listening to loud Parkway Drive, and they cuss to Holly, and she like has like some like melody, like soft music she's getting ready, and
Yeah.
he's just like,
They're very much opposites.
they are. And this is when his mom comes in, and she says, something about like, oh, are you gonna call an Uber?
It was a cab. They didn't have Ubers in
Okay,
2009.
whatever. A cab to the dance, and he's like, no, actually Holly's driving me. And mom's like kind of like, what? Like, she doesn't have her license. And he's like, oh yeah, she got it today. And she's like, well, I think it'd be better if you took a cab, like. And he's like, why? What's the difference? And she's like, well, more experienced driver. And this is where you kind of like, I don't think that was her intention of like saying it that way, but he took it as like, oh, so you're saying that when I crashed the car, it was because I wasn't experienced enough driving. And she doesn't say no, but I don't think that she meant it that way.
Yeah, I agree.
So he gets pissed off, and he has to go kind of take a walk before he can go to the dance with Holly.
Take a walk and start rock climbing with his Chuck Taylors on.
Yeah, this is very random.
I was watching it. I was like, what the fuck is going on here?
Because he has his dog with him, and like he just walk in, he's pissed off, and it comes this like giant rockside cliff that's like, I don't know, easily like 40 feet tall. And just starts fucking climbing, and I was like, okay. And his dog's climbing up the side of it. I was like, there's a much easier way, but do you. So he's like halfway up, and then he's like starting to slip a bit, and then he's like kind of like hanging off, like leaning back, like he's gonna jump and kill himself. But then he almost slips and kind of like comes back to reality and is like, oh fuck, like I don't want to do this, right? So he makes it up to the top, and he's kind of hanging out, has his iPod in, listening to music, And then all of a sudden some guy comes up behind him and drugs him with chloroform, and he ends up passing out, gets dragged away. And this part really pissed me off. They had to kill the dog for no fucking reason.
Dude, right?
Like,
So
no
sad.
reason at all.
Yeah, and it's like it's heartbreaking because like the dog fucking crawls its way back to the house,
Yeah.
and Holly's already there to pick him up, but he's not home.
Yeah.
So her and his mom are like kind of freaking out a little bit. And then the dog crawls up and we see Holly taking the dog to like the vet or whatever, and
Yeah.
then the dog fucking dies in the car.
Yeah, that dog
Oh,
was a great actor. Like the way it just
it
kind of like slowly crawled up and it was
was.
like, and then fucking on the way and it just dies. Oh, yeah. Because she calls, I think Jamie's, no, Mia's dad.
Mia's dad, yeah.
And he's a cop. And she says, like, oh, Brent's gone missing again. And I think at this point, like, it's happened a bunch of times because the dad isn't like, he's like, oh, he's fine. He'll come back. And then Holly is like, the dog is hurt. And he's still kind of blowing it off. And then she's like, they stabbed the dog. And he's like, what do you mean stabbed? So this is where he's like, okay, something's going on.
And you can see his wife, so Mia's mom, and like they're laying in bed together, and she kind of turns all over to her side so he can't see her, and you can see that she's crying.
Yeah.
So it's like, what's happening here?
So like, yeah, this kind of side thing kind of was kind of pointless to me. Like, so did Mia and Brent, I'm guessing that they were at one point together, maybe.
No.
No? You don't think so?
No. Cool. Do you want to circle
What
back
the?
around to this right now, or do you want to wait till
I
it
mean,
gets
I
to the point?
guess, like, am I missing something?
So the person in the middle of the street that Brent swerved to miss was Mia's brother.
Oh.
So he got kidnapped by Lola and her dad,
Okay.
but he escaped.
Yeah.
Because we find out she's got like a fucking book. It looks like the burn book from Mean Girls.
Yeah.
It's like a scrapbook of all the people that they've
Yeah.
done this to. And she's like, and here's the one that got away. And
Well,
there
I
was
knew
like a.
that there was a guy that got away, but I didn't realize that it was Mia's brother.
Yeah. So in the news article, it was like local sheriff's son goes missing, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was because I was like, at the end, when Mia's like crying and stuff, I was like, well, why is she so upset that Brent got captured? Like, did they have a thing before, you know? So.
Yeah. No, she was talking about her brother. She says, why can't you find him, or why can't you bring him back, or something like that.
Okay. That makes sense. So is that why they have like kind of the Jamie and Mia thing so they can have Mia like in the movie a bit more?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
'Cause
why,
like
yeah, she has so much screen time.
their scenes were like funny, but like didn't really, I don't know, to me like help the movie at all really.
And like it kind of shows how she's fucked up too.
Yeah.
Like
Yeah, that's true.
She's a heavy drinker. She's into drugs. Like she seems to use her sexuality to sort of cope with her mental
Yeah.
health surrounding her
Yeah.
brother.
Yeah, 'cause they get to the party and like Jamie is like, I don't think he's like had sex before or anything, and he's, you know, he has weed, and they're like sitting in the car for however long just smoking weed, and like he keeps saying to her like, they wish she had going now, and she like kind of like, no, let's just stay out here. And like a few minutes later, we should go inside, get a bite to eat, and then she like gets all sexual and stuff, and then
I'll
they're
give you
going in,
something to eat.
yeah, then they go on the dance, and like they're like dancing, and she just starts giving a handy like right in the middle of the floor. And everyone's like clearly watching. He's like looking around, like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I love the one teacher's like, if you're gonna do this, you need to leave.
Yeah.
And later on, they're having sex in the car, and he's like, when I told you to leave, I meant off school property.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, they have Brent is captured in the back of a truck. They're on their way to some house. Truck pulls over and picks up some random roadkill on the side of the road. And we find out that is Lola that kidnapped him. And this has to be up there for one of the weirdest fucking families. I don't know if anything incestually has happened yet, but it was definitely going to at one point.
Daddy definitely wants it.
Yeah.
But he's
Yeah.
like, you can tell he's conflicted, but at the
Yeah.
same time, it's just like he's watching her.
Yeah, 100%. And like in her room, there's like some like weird like montage of like a doll orgy and like just weird stuff. And she's like in there listening to music and has like her book that she's doing. And the dad comes in and he got her a dress and shoes, and she's like, "Oh, thank you." And then he's about to leave, and she's like, "Well, I gotta try it on." And she just nonchalantly just takes all her clothes off, like not naked, but underwear and bra. And he's like clearly like uncomfortable about it, but also is like
Not looking away.
not looking away. Yeah, very weird. So yeah, they have Brent tied up at the kitchen table. He has his prom suit on. He's looking good, and they end up injecting him with something. I'm guessing it's some sort of drugs.
Yeah, it was like it was in a blue bottle on the table. And they put it into his neck and it makes it so he can't talk. Like, I don't know if it ate away his vocal cords or like if it just
Maybe
like,
like numbs it maybe or something.
because he can't talk for the rest of the movie. He just makes these weird like screeching sounds.
So there's the dad, Lola, aka Princess, and another person at the table who they call Bright Eyes, who you later find out is her mom, but she is brain dead basically.
Gave her a fucking lobotomy.
Because I didn't know what the fuck, because like she's weird and has like this like scar on her forehead. I was like, what the fuck is that from?
It almost looked like a bullet hole right in
It
the dead
did,
center of her forehead.
yeah. And like they treat her so fucking bad, especially Lola. Like just fucking kill her if you're gonna treat her like that. Like it's crazy, man. But like this actress who played Lola and even the dad, I thought were fucking fantastic.
So good.
Like she's so crazy. Like she has like this chicken and she goes up to him and he's like putting it in his mouth and he won't do it. And she's like, "Is it finger licking good?" And she keeps saying it over and over again. And then like she's like, "Daddy." And he goes and gets like a hammer and like just puts it down. Does it again. "Is it finger licking good?" He doesn't do it. And then she like sticks her finger in there, tells him to suck it. And yeah, there's a couple of weird scenes here that happen.
And he like whispers that he has to go to the toilet. And she's like, okay, well, oh, she has a glass of milk. So she chugs a glass of milk and unzips his pants and pulls his pecker out and puts it in the cup. And she's like, go then if you gotta go.
Yeah.
And then he's just not going, not going. She's, I can't remember what she said, but like,
I love when she's like, "Is it a onesie
she asked him if he's being a liar, but she
Yeah.
said the way she worded it, it was different.
Yeah.
So then the dad grabs the hammer and then goes and gets a fucking like 9-inch nail, and she's like, you have to the count of 10 before daddy nails it to the chair or something like that.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
was like, oh fuck. So she gets all the way to 9, and then finally he starts like pissing, like just forcing it out.
Yeah. And then, like, as he's doing it, she's just like, "It's crying." I was
She
like,
goes, I
"What
better
the
kiss it
fuck?"
better.
Oh, man. So fucking weird. But then he ends up kicking her and she, like, falls off the table. And dad is, like, shocked, like, "Holy fuck." He ended up cutting, I think, his restraints and his hands. So he's just like kind of hopping away, gets outside, and he's hiding under the truck, but he's still his legs are still tied up. And the dad is looking for him, can't find him, gets in the truck, kind of backs away, and then he like crawls out from the side and the dad ends up seeing him. And Brent ends up running away and he's chasing with the truck, ends up climbing up a tree, and the dad crashes the truck, and Brent is just like staying in the tree and like, I don't know, man, I probably would have jumped down like or like ran somewhere else other than the tree in their backyard.
Yeah, well, because like the tree, there's branches that overhang over onto the other side of their fence.
Yeah.
I would have like climbed out of like out further and
Yeah.
then jumped over the fence
Yeah.
and
Yeah.
took off running. But
Yeah.
they're kind of out in buttfuck nowhere, so it'd be.
Yeah, they are, yeah. So he's up in the tree, and then Lola comes out, and the dad is like, like, "Where's Bright Eyes?" And the Lola's like, "Oh, it's okay. I put her in a room. She's locked up. So clearly, like, she's somewhere where she can't get out." And then Lola's like, "Where is he?" And she's like, "In the tree." And they're throwing, like, trying to throw rocks at him, and they can't get him. And then, like, Lola's like, "Give me a try." And she's just like chucking rocks at him a couple times, and like, he must get it real hard in the fucking head,
Yeah.
because he just falls right out of the tree,
Way he dropped.
just into the truck, and just not moving at all.
Yeah. Just falls out like a fucking sack of potatoes. Perfect.
So they get him back inside to the chair, and now they are going to hammer a knife through his foot so he can't get anywhere. And I think this scene just kind of shows how much pain Brent is in, like, even just before this all happened, right? Because like, the dad puts one in, and Lola's like there, and she's like, "Cry," and he's like not crying at all. Dad does it again, and he's just like, she's like, "Cry," and she's like getting like she's getting pissed off because she wants to
Yeah.
see him cry, and he won't. And like, because this isn't painful. Well, I mean, sure, it is painful, but like,
He's
he's
not
used to
giving her
it.
that satisfaction.
Yeah. So the dad does it a few more times, and then for the last time, I forget what he said, "I'm doing this for," I forget what he said. Yeah.
He said, you should never hit a girl or something like that.
Right. Yeah.
Whenever he kicked her.
Yeah. I think she shows him her book that she has, which is like almost like a, not a yearbook, I guess, but like it's like his picture. It has like a heart through it, and it's like a target kind of. And she's like to her dad, like, "All right, time to draw on him now." And you're like, "Oh God, what the fuck are you gonna do now?"
Yeah.
And then she just like has a fork standing there, and you're like, "Jesus Christ, it's all bloody." And then a camera turns to him, and he's just like, his chest just has like a giant ass heart with, I think, their initials in it. Oh, brutal.
It had LS in it, so Lola Stone.
Oh, okay, right, yeah.
But yeah, she fucking carved it into his chest, and it's his whole chest, like from fucking collarbone down to his belly button.
Yeah, it's
She carved
big.
it with a fucking fork.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And then they fucking have this in a giant table salt and start like spreading it on his cut, and then I think the dad or something says like, "Oh, don't do too much," because, oh no, she says, "Dad, don't use too much salt because they say it's bad for you." And then she just dumps the whole thing on him. Oh man, that fucking hurt. Yeah, we see Holly back at like Brent's place, and she ends up finding I think a card that he wrote for her, or a birthday card or something that he got for her.
I
So
think it was a
yeah.
corsage for the dance, and he had a
Oh,
card with it. I think she was back at her house at this point.
okay, yeah. So now it's the dance between the king and the queen of the prom. So, Lola, or Brent has like his little Christmas cracker
Yeah.
crown on, and then Lola's like, "Daddy, it's time to give me my crown," and then like pulls the Christmas cracker, and she has like her crown, and put on like some music. They have like the disco ball light and stuff like that. And she's
Dad's
like,
throwing like glitter all over them.
yeah, they're like dancing there, and he's just like over top, like sprinkling glitter, like so fucking weird. Like, so who do you think is the culprit behind all this? Is it Lola calling the shots, and the dad is just doing what she says, basically?
100%. I think
Yeah.
it's all her. I think she's the mastermind. He's obviously psychotic enough to follow through with it.
Because he's the one that does the drilling, as they say, because this is the first time that she gets to drill.
Yeah. So I think it started with the mother, with Bright Eyes. I think she was probably the first one that they did.
So do you think the mother was like just a piece of shit, or do you think just like an innocent person that like these two kind of just decided like, "Let's try it"?
Or maybe she wasn't the first one. Maybe they did, because they've been doing this since she was like younger. Because like in her scrapbook, you see she's like 10 years old in one of, like in the first picture. And she's like, this one peed his pants. It was so funny. So maybe they did the first one and then the mother obviously was against it. So they're like, well, fuck you. You're next.
So they finish their dance, and then she is telling Brent how they've captured all these people and she's been trying to find her prince, because she's the, or the princess, sorry. And she's like telling them, like, yeah, like I thought you might have been the one, but you're not the prince for me. And then she's like, Daddy, do you want to dance? So weird. So they go up on their own and they're dancing, and like Brent's just kind of standing there and they're dancing, and then like came out of nowhere for me, like I didn't expect this, but like she's, they're like talking, dancing, and she's like, Daddy, I think all of the people who I've had weren't my prince because my prince has been here all along. I was like, no. And they like, she closes her eyes and goes in for a kiss, and like the dad, his eyes are open and he's like an angel and a devil on his shoulder, right? He wants to, but he is terrified to do it. And then yeah, so what happens, because something breaks up the kiss or the attempt. Oh, was it Brent falling into the chair or something else? I feel like it was
Yeah, I
something.
think it was whenever he falls. So, yeah, they kind of get out of their dance, and then she, this is where they open up the trap door, and she throws the roadkill down. And we see three like fucking troglodytes down in the basement.
They're like basically zombies.
Yeah. It kind of reminded me of like Barbarian in a sense.
And I didn't know, I thought like, oh, is that Bright Eyes down there? Like I didn't
Yeah.
know who was down there, and then you see who it is, and I'm like, oh fuck, like I didn't expect this.
Yeah.
And then they're like, all right, Lola's like, okay, my first drilling. And I feel like we was what we did a movie where this kind of thing happened. Like I don't know if it was like with the boiling water, but like I just remember it was a movie that did this, but I forget what it was.
The drill on the forehead, maybe.
But yeah, so they have the drill, and she's like, Brent's like, has his he has his razor necklace behind his hands, and he's trying to cut his rope or whatever. And Lola is just like there, like has a drill through his forehead, and the dad's behind him holding Brent, and she like tries drilling and she can't do it, and the dad is like, no, you gotta press harder, baby. So she's like fucking drilling, you hear it like going in his skull, and he's like, you know, the trick is not to go too deep. So they get through just through the skull, and they have like a kettle boiling with like boiling water. So they get the boiling the water, and like the idea is to put the water into the hole so it like melts the brain a little bit. It just fucks them up, right?
Sorry, not to interrupt.
Yeah, go
Session
ahead.
nine. That's the top one for horror movies with frontal lobotomies.
Yeah.
I
I'm
think
trying
it
to
was
think
that
of
one.
what's, but yeah, that makes sense.
But anyways, yeah.
So I love this scene too, because like he hands her like the boiling water, and he's like, okay, like just be careful, like there's boiling hot water here. So he's like trying to do it, and like they have Brent's like head like tilted back, and his like he's holding Brent, and she's like struggling, and she like pours like a little bit slowly and does like that like slow trickle where it, like follows the kettle. And guess how the dad, and he's like, ah, but he like tries not to get mad because of his daughter. He's like, you gotta go quicker, you gotta go quicker. Like, okay. Daddy, can you make the hole bigger? Oh man. So he's like, okay. Gets around there to fucking going to town, making it
So
bigger.
fucked up, man.
And then
You
all
just see
this.
like the dust and smoke like flying out of it, and you're like, oh, this is a guy's fucking skull.
So then the dad finishes, and then Brent just comes around and slices his like half his face up with the razor, and he falls back. Lola is like caught off guard, right? And what's she doing at this point? Does he hit her with something? Because he pushes the dad into the cellar.
Yeah, and then he's looking down. Oh, he punches her. Like he
Oh,
fucking breaks her nose.
yeah.
And he thinks that she's knocked out. And he takes the dad, throws him down. And the
Yeah.
three guys that are in the cellar start eating him.
Yeah.
And he's looking down. And then you see Lola just like pop up behind him and she
Yeah.
pushes him in.
Yeah. So he falls in there, and then she ends up closing the door, and then she goes into Bright Eyes' room, and she ends up killing her mom. That might have been at the end after,
It was
but anyway.
around this time,
Yeah.
though.
Yeah, so she ends up smothering her mom, which was probably the best thing to do, honestly.
Yeah, because I think it was him that was taking care of the mother, and she's just like, I'm not doing
Just went
this.
along with it, you think? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she's probably not capable of keeping herself alive, honestly.
Well, no, definitely not. Yeah, she's lost all ability to do anything for herself, basically.
Yeah.
But then we kind of get a flash to Holly, who's laying in bed, and she's like trying to think of like where he could be. And then she gets that flashback to whenever she dropped him off at home, and he was like Lola Stone. Then she calls the sheriff again, and then he makes his way out there. Terrible cop, by the way.
And he just kind of rolls up, and there's like lights, and he breaks a window, gets in there, and he ends up Brent is down there throwing the flashlight at the cellar door, trying to make noise, and the cop opens it up and has the gun pointed, and Brent can't talk. And all of a sudden you see Lola behind and just fucking smash him in the head with a hatchet. And then the cop falls in with a gun, and Brent grabs the gun, tries to shoot Lola, but doesn't.
So yeah, she runs away, but she doesn't close the trap door at this point.
No. Yeah, she just grabs her book and she's just walking.
She's like, oh, what'd she say? She says, I'm going to go and stab your mother in the throat or something like that, for what you did to my daddy. And then I'm going to stab Holly in the heart for what you did to me. I was like, oh, you are a fucking cold bitch.
So Lola's walking, and we see Holly. She's driving. I don't know if she's driving to Lola's. I don't know if she knows where she lives.
I think that's
That's
where
where she's
she is,
going.
yeah.
But yeah, she's driving along, and Lola is like walking in the middle of the street, and then she's the car coming and goes to the side, and Holly's just driving, and then you see just this the book hit the car, and papers fly everywhere, and Holly stops up. Excuse me, obviously. And then all of a sudden, Lola comes out of nowhere and tries stabbing her, and they end up having a fight. Holly,
She
stuck
holds her
with her.
own,
Yeah, held her
fucking
own.
spin kicks her in the face.
Gets up and runs away, and is clearly way faster than Lola is. But we see Brent. He's in the basement still, the cellar, and there's like a big, huge pile of bones, and he kind of like gets the idea, like, oh fuck, just pile all these bodies up and jump out. So that's what he does. Gets in the cop car, and he's driving, I guess, back home to the town or whatever.
Yeah, because he wants to beat her back to town before she kills his mother and
Yeah,
girlfriend.
that's fair. So he ends up driving, and then he comes up over this hill, and he sees
Ollie.
Holly first, swerves like the beginning of the movie, misses her, but gets back onto the road, and then looks back, and then all of a sudden just fucking crushes Lola. Then Holly runs up to the car and gets in with him. And at this point, I'm like, you fucking make sure Lola's dead.
Oh yeah.
And then like the camera like pans out to like the cop car, and you see Lola just like slowly crawling with her fucking leg all broken.
I love this
Her
scene,
wrist is
man.
like fucking Jessamine
Yeah,
and On.
compound fracture in her wrist.
Yeah.
I love this scene so much.
And they just like look back because they hear the knife, like, which I hate, that knife on the ground. Oh, so brutal. But she's just fucking coming at him like slowly, and they just like start backing up, but like it's like slow-mo,
Yeah.
and the camera's like is on Lola's eyes for like felt like 5 minutes,
Yeah.
and then all of a sudden just like bang right in the
Yeah.
back of the car and just movie over.
Yeah. But we do see him get home and his mom hugs him and shit, but yeah.
Yeah, anything else?
I don't think so.
All right, well, that's the way the drills drill.
The drill's true. All right. How did you rate this movie?
I'll give the story a 6 out of 10. Like I think like slightly above average. Like I think the whole like kind of like nerdy revenge carry theme does work for this movie, but I think there's like a couple points. This is really like it's really unanswerable questions. Like you kind of get some stuff, but like I wish we got some more backstory on like why this family does this. Clearly just like fucked up. I do like the characters in this movie. Like I like how they built their relationship with Brent and Holly in like kind of like a short time. Like the movie's only like 1 hour and like 20 minutes. But I think like with the cutbacks to Holly and showing that she actually really cares about Brent and like is close with Carla, the mom, and stuff like that, just shows like we care about these characters. And same with like Jamie and Mia and like the other ones. So then quality, I'll go with an 8 out of 10. I just think this is a really well-paced movie. I think the acting is fantastic. The gore and the scenes were done really well. I think the comedy was great as well. Yeah, just a really fun movie, and I'm glad we picked Australia and could watch some movies that maybe we've seen or haven't seen or haven't watched in a while. I think this is a movie that like is like almost a yearly watch for me. Like just short, good movie, man. So yeah.
My story, I gave it a 7 out of 10. So, like, I just think this is an awesome, like, scorned wannabe lover movie. Comes out of nowhere, checks every single box I have for this type of movie. I think they did such an amazing job with the writing, the antagonists in this movie, like between Lola and her dad. I think they were so good. And these are not well-known actors at all.
No.
But I think it worked in their favor because they were able to just kind of do whatever they wanted. And it was just so good. And like you mentioned, like I felt bad for Brent because just like they did him dirty, man. Like he did not
Yeah.
deserve this at all.
They didn't do
He,
anything.
yeah, like he was not an asshole. He just said no, like I'm going to prom with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
So yeah, like I felt bad for him throughout the whole movie and like the shit that they were doing to torture him. It was very, I don't know, there's like it was different.
Yeah.
The whole movie kind of gave me like a modern Texas Chainsaw Massacre vibe in a sense.
Yeah.
Like
Yeah.
these two would fit in with the Sawyer family, I think.
They would, yeah.
And yeah, like this was Sean Burns' directorial debut, and I think he fucking knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, me too.
Quality, I gave it a 9 out of 10. It's perfectly acted, brutal imagery and torture scenes, and just the right amount of fucked up. Like, I feel like this is a movie that could have benefited from having like an extra 10, 15 minutes added on
Yeah.
to the runtime.
Yeah.
Like, it was perfectly paced, I think. And the runtime was great, like you mentioned, like it's a quick watch, but at the same time, we could get a little bit more with backstory and whatnot. Like if they had
Yeah.
an extended cut, I think it'd be good. Plus that soundtrack, man.
Yeah.
Part of it anyways.
Part of it, yeah.
Not all of it. Yeah, 7 out of 10 and a 9 out of 10 for me.
Nice.
All right, you guys know our scores. We'll head on over to Rotten Tomatoes and see what they scored it. The critics' consensus, successfully mixing the conventions of the teen and horror genres with a twist, Australian director Sean Byrne makes a striking directorial debut with The Loved Ones. Based on that, what do you think the critics scored this?
Feel like an 82.
You're much too low.
Much too low.
This movie has an astounding 98%.
Jesus, how many ratings?
57. So not a lot,
Honestly,
but
that's
a
still pretty
decent
good.
amount.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. It's certified fresh.
Yeah.
And yeah, an average score of 7.2 out of 10.
Nice.
The audience rating was a 73% on 10,000 ratings and an average score of 3.7 out of 5 or a 7.4 out of 10.
Nice.
Oh, very well received.
Yeah. Letterboxd has a 3.4 out of 5. So again, pretty well loved by Letterboxd. Both of us gave it a 4 out of 5. I don't know if anyone else has rated this movie. Slash a Captain, 3.5 out of 5. And that's it.
Did you I bought this on Apple TV because it was $7.99 to buy it or $4.99 to rent it. So I was like, fuck this, I'm just buying it.
I probably should have, to be honest.
Especially if you're gonna keep watching it. For the $3 difference, it was I'm happy I did. But yeah. All right, you ready for the scare section? All right, how did you rate the scares in this movie?
Oh, I would give it like a 6 out of 10. Like not really scary, but the gore, it wasn't like close your eyes, not watch kind of thing. Like they didn't really show too much. Like they didn't show her carving his chest, just saw the aftermath of it. Like yeah, it wasn't like awfully gory. The drilling, wasn't like you didn't see it, well, a bit, but yeah, wasn't too crazy. So I'll go with 6 out of 10. Scary scene. I'll just go with like them drilling into his forehead. Like you could just feel it. Like I didn't. I don't think it compared to the grossness of Saw. What, Saw 4, 5, whenever they cut his fucking skull open. Like the
Oh,
sound that they had. You see like the dust and like the bone particles like coming off, and like this dude's like fully awake. What's this happening? Right. Would I survive? I'm gonna say no, I don't think so. I don't think I'd be able to put up with the pain like Brent could. And I probably wouldn't be wearing a razor blade necklace, to be honest. So yeah. How
All
about
right.
you?
I also gave it a 6 out of 10. Basically for the same reasons. And like these two are just so psychotic and they just play that role so good. It's so believable. I just yeah, it's creepy watching them on screen because you're just like, this bitch be crazy. Scary scene I said whenever we see the three boys, I guess teenagers down in the basement. Or in the cellar. Just wasn't expecting it. Like, because you assume that they're just dead after she shows him the scrapbook. And then you see all three of the four down in the basement. It's just like, oh man, like they've been down there for a while. And would I survive? I said no, also. And because of the fact that I don't wear a razor blade necklace, I'm not hardcore enough for that. And really, realistically, that's all that saved him, right? Like, because they kept tying him up and he kept cutting himself free. Like, did they not clue in that he's got something? So, but yeah, that's ultimately what saved him in the end. And if you don't have that, then I think you're fucked.
I'd be curious how the other guy got away.
Yeah. Let's see a prequel to this movie with him. Yeah. We would need different actors at this point, though, because this movie's what, 16 years old now? Lola doesn't look like a teenager anymore.
No.
It'd be like Orphan. Whenever they did Orphan First Blood, she looked, it was a prequel and she looked older than she did in the first movie. All right, that wraps it up. We have one more pick for
Yeah,
Australia.
you do.
And I mean, we have to do this movie. We started it off with one of the biggest Australian horror movies of the last 10 years. And we're
Yeah.
going to finish it with another one of the biggest Australian horror movies of the last 10 years.
Yeah.
And that's going to be Talk to Me.
Yes, sir.
It's just a given. We
Yeah,
have to.
you have to, man.
And I'm really excited because I've wanted to do this movie since it fucking came out. And
know.
we're finally doing it.
Yeah.
I'm excited to give it a rewatch. I'm excited to
Yeah, me
talk about
too.
it.
Yeah.
And the sequel's coming out like this year, I think, isn't it?
Is it this year?
Maybe not.
I
Maybe
don't
it's
think
next
so.
year.
No, because they have their other movie coming out this year.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. But I mean, we do have a sequel coming out, so
Yeah.
we gotta talk about this before we do that.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, in the meantime, if you guys want to catch us on social media, you can find us at a podcast on Elm Street on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. If you click the link in our bio on Instagram, you find links to our TeePublic account where we have our merch. There's also a link to our Patreon account if you wish to support the podcast that way. And there's links to our individual Letterboxd accounts, our Discord server, and anywhere that you can listen to us. Thank
Sir.
you for joining us on this tour of Australia.
Yeah.
Excited but sad to wrap it up in 2 weeks,
I
but
know. Yeah.
I think our next quarter is going to be fun too, so
I think so. Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, talk to you guys in a couple of weeks.
bye.